A second group of Taliban and al-Qaeda detainees has arrived at the U.S. naval base in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The prisoners from the war in Afghanistan will be kept in outdoor cells in the prison compound known as Camp X-Ray.
We'll have more on that story in just a moment, but first to Afghanistan itself, where the interim government is now 3 weeks old, fraught with problems. Security is a major issue. So is money, or the lack thereof. As NPR's Mike Schuster reports from Kabul, it's not clear yet what kind of support the international community is willing to provide for Afghanistan's new leaders.
Hamid Karzai, the chairman of Afghanistan's fledgling government, meets with hundreds of his nation's leaders and representatives every day. They come from all the distant corners of the country, from mountain and desert, with dirty cloaks and calloused feet. Karzai says they all want one thing from his government, security. And he says they believe it can come from only one source, the foreign troops of the International Security Assistance Force.
They keep asking for it. The delegations that come to visit me, they ask for more international security forces as a guarantee, as a surety of the commitment that the international community should have to Afghanistan.
So far, only about 800 British troops are here patrolling the streets, and American helicopters are also in the skies above the city. 600 more British troops are expected this week. Kabul's streets feel more safe with their presence, combined with the disappearance of most of the armed militiamen that have been everywhere since the Taliban fled Kabul late last year. Karzai called for the demilitarization of Kabul last week, but he himself admits that process has not been completed. No decision has been made yet whether to deploy international troops to other parts of Afghanistan. Senator Joseph Biden, Democrat from Delaware and the chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee, lent his voice to the many local leaders who want them. Biden was in Kabul for 3 days, and he said he does not think peace and stability can be achieved in Afghanistan without them. The United States has not yet decided whether such a force should be expanded, nor whether to take part in such a force, says Zalmay Khalilzad, U.S. Special Envoy in Afghanistan.
I perfectly understand the fears of the people of Afghanistan. The question is that the government, whether it's Mr. Karzai administration in Kabul or the local leaders, they have, I think, a responsibility that as they talk about a new Afghanistan, a desire for normalcy, for rebuilding, for ending the tragedy that has bedeviled this country for the past 20 years, to convince people that this will be different.
If the United States decides to support the expansion of an international security force here, it will certainly increase the standing of Karzai's interim administration in the eyes of the entire country. But there are some, rivals of Karzai's, who are not so enamored of what they see as continuing outside interference in Afghanistan. One of those critics is former President Burhanuddin Rabbani.
We're still very much concerned that the regional powers and some of our neighbors and also some outside powers still want to influence our future. And if it happens, it would be a very big injustice to this nation.
Hamid Karzai has staked his political life and that of his interim administration on support from the U.S. and the outside world. From the way Karzai talks, he is not yet totally satisfied that he is getting all that he needs.
We want very much longer-term, stronger commitment from the United States and its people to Afghanistan. And we deserve that, and we'll keep knocking at the door of the United States on that.
The needs are not just military. Karzai's government also lacks financial resources. Literally, the cash to pay police, teachers, doctors, engineers, nearly 250,000 civil servants in all. But the local treasury is empty. The outside world has pledged an initial $20 million to help him, but only a fraction of that has arrived so far. A worldwide donor conference will get underway next week in Tokyo. Karzai also wants to pay the back salaries of government workers who have not received paychecks for the past half year. But there are disagreements about this, with the United States unwilling to help make good the back wages of workers in what was the Taliban government. Still, U.S. Special Envoy Zalmay Khalilzad says there are important sources of funds that Karzai's government ought to be able to tap quickly.
One possible solution is to have Taliban assets paying Taliban debt. There are Taliban assets around the world that were frozen because of their policies and the strategies that the international community decided on to pursue vis-a-vis them. So that's one possible way to deal with that.
Last month, the White House said there were nearly $100 million of Taliban assets frozen in the United States. They have not yet been unfrozen. Troops and money, those are Hamid Karzai's greatest needs. In both cases, the crucial question is whether the United States is willing to help. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Kabul.